I said I would think about it. And I did, in a way. Once I calmed down a little with a brisk walk through the seals to my suite, once I had gotten over the urge to slap Laia's sanctimonious holier-than-lesser sacrifice off for my man face. How dare that bitch! Screw up my head? I had experimented with the hallucinogens years, decades, before, alongside the rest of my once contemporaries. Luckier than most on account of not really ever believing that this mental masturbation was the way or the path or whatever else they were calling it at the time. Seeing it, knowing instinctively that it was a brain teaser and nothing more. A trip for people who couldn't afford to travel. But even with that to back me up, there had been a time or two. So I knew better. Life was tough enough. Climbing down into that hole with Holly and his tubes wasn't the same as the rushing chemical thrill, and maybe, well, probably, if Holly felt so, there was something of great scientific value to be found. But it was that same hole, no matter how I got there. The hole where the creature lives, the monster, the fiend who comes terrifyingly quick, slipping up at you out of the muck, grinding his teeth, popping his jaws eagerly, clawing at your clean flesh with gnarled hands sporting gritty black talons, and using your face to know where it hurts the most. Bullshit. And for somebody else, to boot. A risk for another means sacrifice for another. And even if I wanted to, which I sure did not, where was I going to fit it in? Too many risks already, wedged tight. And the jamming of it all still coming up. Madness. Cortez was nowhere in sight when I reached the suite. By now I knew what that meant. From the bedroom I could hear the faint hum of the fresher. Her clothing, crew jumpsuit, boots and things, were piled in the corner of one of four chairs surrounding a small table. On the table itself sat her viewscreen. I wandered over to it, idly wondering what she read. A bit fretful, too, of finding something else I might have to live up to. The screen was off, but the tab was on, the reference sequence glowing softly and efficiently in red. I cringed. Fleet IDs are 15-digit numbers, and I had only seen this one once before. I hesitated, then pushed restart, and found myself staring at the official fleet dossier of one John Jacob Jack Crow. I blinked, stared, stood there trembling. I felt invaded.